Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 58 of the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast. My name is Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And this is Mark Vila from Coleman & Company, and today we're talking about the trick to sell more, great ad design.
This is something that's really close to the hearts of both of us, I think.
Yeah.
Because a significant portion of our days and our gray matter are devoted to creating content that inspires people to take action.
And before we get too deep into it, I just want to congratulate everyone out there for listening that they did not have to hear Mark Stevenson make an age joke.
Man, I was fighting. I was going to go, okay, what should I say?
Hey,
you're 58. I am shocked. I know that when I'm 58, I'm just going to wake up in the morning and just go, what the hell is happening?
Well, yes, designing great ads, the problem is that there's a couple things to consider here, right?
Okay.
So for the most part, we're actually surrounded by a lot of good ads because the things that you're going to run into often, whether it be a pop-up on the internet somewhere, you know, a movie advertisement, a restaurant advertisement that you see on TV,
yeah,
you know, McDonald's, Best Buy, all these big brands, is they've got teams of people working on these things that look so simple, but they're great because
right.
They're designed by people who know what they're doing.
Somebody has written a big check or two to get that ad in front of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so there can be a little bit of a false sense of security of how easy it is. You can just do it yourself and you'll do it right and you won't waste money and waste time.
Yeah, and the promise is that, well, first of all, from your perspective, you will be wasting money. But from our perspective, we just call that testing.
Yeah.
Because what you're going to do is we're going to get into this. So mm-hmm. We may be all over the map a little bit. I apologize in advance because, you know, we both have a lot to say on the topic. And only about 45 minutes to say it in.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to squeeze as much useful information as we can. And so let's just do that.
Yeah.
Let's start with what's the first thing. So you want to advertise your business, mm-hmm. and that advertisement can be, you know, in a magazine. Don't do that. On Facebook, definitely do that. On Google, it could be on a complimentary website. It could be in a newspaper. It could be on a directory of local businesses. Be anywhere like that.
And when you're doing this, and no matter where it's going to be, you know, you don't have to decide necessarily the media yet where you're going to send it to.
Right.
Whether it's going to be, like you said, on Facebook or on Google or in a print ad or whatever it might be. You don't have to decide that yet. We want to take very specific steps when you're designing your ad.
You know,
so we need to start off kind of just right at the beginning, which is a step behind usually where people do start,
right,
is who are you trying to reach? Who's your customer? And this needs to be as specific as you can possibly make it.
Right.
I mean, after you think it's specific enough, find out if you can make it one more step specific.
Yeah. In marketing speak, we call that customer profiles or avatars.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're looking for is kind of to narrow down and come up with a composite of who your customers are now or who you want them to be.
And the reason you want to do this is because you can target your marketing materials to be very appealing, very eye-catching, witty, funny, charming, interesting, whatever you want it to be, that it captures the attention of that specific audience.
Right.
So if it's very, very general and there's not much to it, it's not going to be interesting to anybody.
Right. That's really true.
And if you're looking at something very, very specific, we've got like a list of some things that we wrote here, you know, moms of youth sports players is a very specific one.
Right.
So now you, already, just in me saying those words.
You can picture that mom.
And you've got things in your head. Well, what would be in that? Maybe I would put soccer balls, and I would put a mom hugging a kid, you know, and all of these things, you know, a cheering mom or a cheering kid or a kid hitting, you know, swinging the bat.
Making a touchdown.
Yeah, so now we're getting things that are very specific. So when we're creating this piece of marketing material, whether it's a flyer or a brochure or a pamphlet or an online ad or whatever it is, we are going to make it that it's going to be visually appealing, interesting, funny, whatever it is, to mothers of youth sports players.
Because you've identified that as a desirable market for you, mm-hmm. a desirable person to sell to.
So it's somebody who is likely to buy from you.
Right.
It's somebody who is going to bring you profitable business.
Yep.
A bonus if you actually enjoy what it is as well.
That is a bonus. That is just a bonus. But I really want to contrast that to maybe a couple of the other sample people that we've got. So, for example, let's say that your market, you want to sell things to owners of yoga studios or maybe people that do yoga. Now, while they might be the same people in some places, so the soccer moms, let's just call them that, and the yoga studio owners or the yoga moms, you know, you're going to talk to those people differently. So the images that Mark Vila just came up with, well, the kid making a touchdown or the parents cheering in the stands, those are going to speak directly to somebody that spends their weekends with their kids at football games.
Yep.
Using those same images and that same language is not going to make any sense to someone that is looking for stuff to supply customers at their yoga studio. Right? Two completely different messages. You're going to use two completely different images. Everything about your ad is going to be different depending on who you want to attract.
Yeah, and the people who are seeing your ad are going to assume a lot of things by looking at it right away.
Right.
So it's important to pick this a good niche market, something to advertise to. Now, the problem that we run into is kind of, you're an embroidery generalist. You're a T-shirt generalist.
I sell to everybody. Everybody's my customer.
You know, everyone sells to everybody.
Right.
First of all, but I think you had said something.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna postulate that that's probably not true.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So if you are, for example, especially if you're an embroiderer, take a look at the deals that you've actually made, at the customers that you've actually sold to, and think about the people that wrote the check or placed the order. Okay, I can almost guarantee that you're not embroidering wedding pillows and doing uniforms for electricians, that you're not doing corporate polos and, you know, you're doing Elks Lodge hats. You know, I can almost guarantee that that's the case. Unless you're really big and you do have that kind of reach, most of the people are going to be different that you end up doing business with.
Yeah, and another thing is there's going to be somebody listening at some point in time who's going to say, I actually did do an Elks Lodge and a pillow in the same day.
Right.
You know, maybe you're in a smaller town and you're one of the few or only person that does, you know, embroidery or embroidery and T-shirt printing together. So maybe you have room to be a generalist, but then your niche market is the audience you're speaking to are people in your town,
right?
Local. How are you going to speak to that? You know, you can mention events that happen locally there. You can mention famous landmarks. You can
use images eventually from the town.
Images from the town. Your local embroiderer.
Yeah.
You know, located right next to, I don't know, I mean,
barbershop.
Whatever it might be.
In case you're in Mayberry. You know?
So next to the statue of George Washington.
Right.
So whatever it might be, though, and your audience then is your local audience, so speak to them. So no matter what, you can always define an audience to speak to and try to just make it as specific as you possibly can. So even the youth sports moms that we talked about, If it's football season, it's probably a good idea to gear it towards football moms.
Yep.
And then when it turns around to be another sports season, you do that as well.
Or if you only serve, again, a local area, then maybe there's three or four schools that you have the potential for serving. So you would use those school names, pictures of the schools, those kind of images, those colors in individual ads. Because, again, like the power of addressing somebody as individually as possible, right? And we're not talking about just – I'm sure there's not just one kind of person that you're selling to. There might be. Mm-hmm. But if there's two or three, that's fine. Just, you know who those people are and be prepared to message to them differently.
Yeah, and maybe you need to create different ads.
Yes.
That's good, too, you know. So we've got – we've started off with we know who we want to talk to.
Yes.
All right, so that's important, is who are we going to talk to, and then we have to pick a goal next.
Right.
Right. That's what we have.
So why are you doing an advertisement? What do you want your customer to do
specifically?
Right. So I see the ad and great. If there was no phone number on it, I'll never call. Mm-hmm. If there's no email on it, I'm not going to email. If there's no button to click, I'm not going to click the button. Specifically, what do you want a customer to do after they see your ad?
And, do you want them to actually call you?
Right.
Do you want them to email you?
Do you want them to come to your store or event if you're going to a show?
Yeah, come to an event, come to an open house, you know, go to your website.
Yeah.
Buy a specific shirt off of your website. You know, get a free consultation. You know,
yeah.
What do you want them to do?
Maybe you're just trying to build an email list so you can market to people later, and you just want to get their email address.
Yes, sign up for an email. I mean, we do all of those things.
Right. We do. Yeah,
pretty
absolutely.
Much. You know, we do all those things. So you need to find what are some goals that you have. If you've listened to other podcasts, you might have listened to the email marketing one and say, you know what, it would be great if I got as many emails as possible from all of the, you know, all of the soccer moms in my area.
Yes.
I had all their emails and I could email them, you know, be prepared for championship games.
So this is a good differentiation to talk about right here.
Yeah.
Because it's almost on the line between selling and marketing.
Yeah.
So for example, what's the value to you as a business to, sell this one shirt versus building an email list so you can sell many shirts over a long period of time? That's kind of what you're looking at, right? So do you want to spend your money on selling this one bling shirt that you did for football moms? Or do you want to collect maybe three or four times as many email addresses so you can market to people that are interested in football mom shirts and maybe sell more down the line?
Yeah, and just make a choice for this ad that you want to work on.
Yeah.
You know, you've decided, the first step of all is you decided that you want to make some sort of ad.
Yes.
Okay, and
step two is you're going to pick what you want your customer to do.
What you want them to do. And this is all true whether it is you're doing an online advertisement on Facebook or on Instagram or Twitter.
Videos.
There are so many places that you can choose to advertise now to reach your niche market. That, unfortunately, that's maybe a whole other podcast.
It is, yeah.
But for example, one thing that I'm seeing lately is a lot of people are familiar with the Waze app.
Yeah.
You know, so you could, maybe that's where you want to be. You know,
I like that. If you want to develop a niche in travelers' T-shirts or commuters' T-shirts, you know, funny getting lost T-shirts, that might be perfect.
Or maybe that people are going to be driving to the sports field.
Yeah.
And they're going to be using their Waze app, and a lot of people are going to be passing by where your store is, that you can have it up there, you know, youth sports T-shirts.
Right.
You know, you know.
For tonight's game.
Yeah, yeah, and that's it. And that's, so as people are driving by, you know, they get a little pop-up there that says, you know, so-and-so embroidery shop, youth sports, custom caps and t-shirts.
I love that idea. This is a good example of one of those, you know.
Yeah, one of those. It's a tangent idea, but
I love that.
It's just one of those things, though, that there are so many places to go. Pick one. This is all about picking something. So you pick Facebook advertising. You pick that you're going to make some sort of a brochure or a flyer that you can pass out at events.
And that's a good point. That it applies there as well.
Yeah, you got. So if you want to make a some sort of pamphlet that can be passed out. Maybe you make a deal with the...
A mailer.
Yeah, something you're sending in the mail. You know, whatever it is, pick what it's going to be. You pick your audience. You pick what you're going to, you know, how you want to deliver it, what the goal is going to be. Do you want them to call you? Do you want them to sign up for an email list? Do you want them to email you?
Do you want them to buy something?
Yeah, show up to your shop.
Yep.
Whatever it is. So that's your next thing. And then what's next on the list?
Next on the list is you have to choose an offer. And an offer is just a different way to talk about a reason for your customer to click on the ad. Mm-hmm. So believe it or not, if you just put together a picture of a pretty custom T-shirt or a promotional product, you know, if you put a photograph there and you send it to the right people, yeah, you'll get a certain number of people that might click or call. But if you give them an offer or a reason to do it right now, then you'll get a huge difference in response. Mm-hmm. So you've got to have some kind of a reason for people to react to the ad. So is it buy this shirt today? You know, these are also kind of, we're leading into calls to action.
Yeah.
Right? But the reason that somebody clicks on the ad, what is that reason? The reason is football season is coming up. Get your shirts before it starts. The reason is I'm going to give you free shipping today if you click on this ad. The reason is mention this and I'll give you a 10% off coupon. You know, because you go through your emails in the morning and a lot of you respond to these different calls of actions yourselves. So just pay attention to that and figure out what the reason is that you click on things, and maybe that'll lead you to reasons or offers that you can put in your ads.
Yeah, and so some of the best inspiration you can get is just by opening up your email inbox and looking at ads that you find appealing and what were their offer. And you'll notice that the offer isn't always a discount or something for free.
Right.
You know, or maybe what's for free isn't necessarily a product, but it's like a consultation.
Yeah.
You know, so you can offer people to, you know, if you're talking to, say, coaches, you know, you can offer, you know, like a free consultation to help them improve, you know, the way that their team looks.
Yeah.
You know, or how they can make money by fundraising.
Or I'll let you, that's a good example. I'll let you pick from the 5 top styles in today's sporting world.
Yeah.
You know, or I'll give you a choice between these things, you know, or even if it's not much, you could say, you know, you'll get you'll get an upgrade to the next quality level in custom apparel.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things. But if you're noticing what's happening right now, and when I'm looking at the list, I'm noticing it, is that, you know, first we picked our audience. You picked your goal. You know, we're picking kind of the media where it's going to go, and we're picking where the offer it's going to be. The reason why it's important to do that in this order is because the offer that you make is going to depend on where it's going to be. You know, if you're trying to sell a singular shirt, like you have a great T-shirt idea for the fall, it's probably not going to sell very well in a pamphlet that you put, you know, that you
That's
stick
a good
into
point.
Cars.
That's a good point.
You know, not how you sell a singular T-shirt. That's how you get people to maybe show up to your shop or call you to get a custom youth sports shirt made.
Yeah.
And the same thing with your goal. You know, what is your goal? You know, if the goal is to build a list, like build emails or get people to sign up or to attend an event, well, the offer there is you know, attend this event and just, you know, have fun, you know, whatever it might be. But the offer there is not necessarily come to this event and get 10% off an order. That might not match. So you're trying to build something that matches and makes sense.
And matches the avatar, matches what the customer that you're trying to attract. So, for example, you know, if you're not going to do a discount or something free or something like that to get attention, then maybe it's just timing. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's, you know, if you are a football mom, football school is about to start in 10 days, you know, get your support shirt before it does. Get your booster shirt before school starts. You know, so maybe the offer is that quick shipping idea or that quick turnaround idea. Or, you know, maybe it's a companion set, which I really kind of love. You know, get your soccer mom shirt for $19.95 and we'll include a youth version for $10, you know, something like that. So maybe it's a package. Whatever your, I like what Mark said, and that's, you know, you're kind of building your story here by picking your avatar or who you're going to sell to, figuring out what you want them to do, figuring out what the media is, and then making the offer or the reason that they respond to your ad match all of that.
So I think I'm envisioning a bunch of different ads in my head now.
Yeah,
I think
we're starting to do that.
Yeah, we're starting to build, we're building a concept though.
Yes.
Here. Okay, so you've got some sort of offer or some sort of reason now.
Yes.
For them to do it. So call me up, call us up, and get this for free. Call us up and receive a free hat with your shirt, your custom business shirt order.
Yeah, and honestly, like, this is the place where a lot of ads fall down.
Mm-hmm.
Because someone will actually, I've seen ads where they actually have all the other stuff built right, and in the end, they just send them to their website. And the website is just a general website.
Yep.
You know, it's like if you see a Coleman & Company ad on Facebook, you know, it's for a heat press, and it does not take you to ColemanAndCompany.com. You don't go to the main webpage because there are so many things happening there. You go to a page that's about heat presses. So the same thing has to apply to your audience, your avatar, and your offer. If you want someone to click a link and your offer is attend an event for free, then they have to go to a page that talks about the event and grabs the information that you're interested in. Maybe if you just want them to show up, that's fine. Maybe it's get an email address so we can remind you of the event. You know, it's going to have directions on it.
Mm-hmm.
If the offer is free shipping, then there has to be something that educates them on free shipping. Well, it's not free shipping to the moon. It's free shipping in our general area.
Yeah.
And, you know, so where the people go, if you're going to have them click on something, has to match everything else in the chain.
And when we're discussing the offer and the offer, the reason why they're doing something, this is a great point in time to make the offer unique to this particular flyer, marketing material,
right,
advertisement online.
Okay.
So you can track that it's working.
Good
this
one.
Is your opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, so at this point in time, you have an offer. The offer might just be, you know, mention this word, you know, mention blue flyer. You know what I mean?
Right.
Be as simple as you
want
it to be. You know, mention September surprise and receive free digitizing.
Yes.
With your embroidery order.
That's great.
You know, so then when somebody calls, they just say, and we've done that before, and we have people, you know, they'll call off and we'll say, we got this September surprise.
Listen,
you know,
I remember hearing about one lady who just, like, blurted out, shouted into the phone as soon as somebody picked up.
Yeah, and we've done stuff like that before, but it's important. You want to make sure that, especially if it's not as easily trackable as an online ad, because that's going to be very trackable.
Yeah.
But if it's going to be something that you pass out, or something that's in a placemat of a diner. I mean, I don't know where you're going to end up. It could end up anywhere. You want to make sure that when people are calling up, as best as you can, that you know what's coming from that.
Yes.
You know, that helps. And you can always ask, how did you hear about us, which is another great thing to do.
Right. And I'll give you an example. You know, we've got friends in the Tampa area that have a bunch of different kinds of businesses. And there's one that's just up the street. And I'm driving home from work the other day, and I noticed there's a they're on a billboard. So they rented space on a billboard with a phone number. So, and I thought that was kind of an interesting choice. It's not how I would advertise. I would have advertised their business. But, you know, in a conversation with them, I said, you know, I noticed this. You know, how are you tracking that? And they were, well, what do you mean? We're not tracking it. We'll just get more business.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you'll never know. You'll never know if spending the money on that billboard or that ad or that pay-per-click ad or the placemat or the directory listing, you'll never know if that is worth the money unless you have a way to track it.
So this really helps. The offer, use the offer in conjunction with some words or a specific email address if you're requesting people to email.
Yes.
And just some other...
That's a good idea. I
like
that.
Yeah, you know, some things, some another thing to consider on this is if you do want people to email your business or you want to provide that, I'm going to recommend that you spend the money on getting a custom email address having to do with your business.
Right.
And not your Gmail or your Yahoo or your AOL.
Yeah, it's a good idea. It's a good idea.
You know, spend some money. Most of those services offer something for business, and it's usually not a lot of money, and it looks great on a flyer. It looks better than a Gmail address or a Yahoo address.
Even if it's stevie'sembroidery@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know, still, and again, it depends on your market. But most of the time, people want to, so Koldesi and Coleman and Company both spend a lot of time and effort building trust.
Yes.
So for example, for you guys to come to us and spend $19,000 on the brand new Avanse 1502, which I highly recommend, plug. for you to do that, you know, you should know who we are. You should know. We always say we've put way over 20,000 people into the custom apparel business. You know, we've been around for between 15 and 50 years, depending on which company version that you're talking about. We've got more technicians than we do salespeople because we're that serious about taking care of our customers. All of those things, or quotes from existing customers, mm-hmm. or reviews, are ways that we build trust. That email is just a tiny example of the first step in doing it.
Yeah, it's just it legitimizes you.
Agreed.
Everything about what you're doing here now at this point in time, if we may even be moving on to it, is as you're getting, you've decided who your audience is.
Yeah.
What the goal of this advertisement is.
Yes.
What media we're going to be putting it on, is it going to be something we're passing out? Is
yep.
it something we're sending in the mail? Is it online?
Yes.
What the offer is going to be. Now at that point in time, we're not into really designing it just yet. But we're getting to the point where we need to start thinking about all of the little details of everything we're going to do to make sure that the person that gets this trusts that I'm a legitimate business.
Yes.
That I'm not going to rip them off. That I'm going to provide them the quality or the price that they need, that they're looking for, and that I'm willing to give them the shot, especially if it might be the first time that I'm using them, which
yes.
oftentimes might be, or if I use somebody else.
Yeah.
So a lot of this is talking about building trust. So the email address is part of that trust. Having your website on there
yes.
is part of that trust. If your website is terrible, don't put it on there.
Right. Okay. That's good advice. And don't you decide that. Ask
yes.
someone you don't know.
You cannot decide if your website is good or not.
Right.
Because it's like babies.
Right.
Really.
Your baby is beautiful, but it might not be. Really.
But you know, that's what it is. Like when something is yours, it always seems it's special.
Yeah.
So you should ask other people. I'm trying to decide if I should put this website on this pamphlet that I'm making that's going to go out, you know, it's going to be in the locker rooms, you know, or something like that. I'm trying to decide if I should put my website on there or not. Ask a few people, but send them the link so they can look at it.
Right.
You know, and ask them, say, should I put this on there or not? And if you start getting some no's, and this is also not going to, don't ask the people who are just going to pander you.
Yeah. Don't,
you know?
Just friends and family.
Don't
And you know, it may be too that maybe your website is good, but it just doesn't match.
That's
you know,
true as
it's
well.
It's really important to have, you know, your landing page where your customer goes, match the look and the feel and the idea behind your, that appeals to the type of customer that you're trying to appeal to and the message that you're trying to get out and your call to action and where you're putting the ad.
Yeah, so this, a perfect example of this is maybe you've always done corporate wear and
yep.
your business on your website is very corporate feeling. You know, it's blue with Arial font,
yeah.
and it's got a lot of text and it talks about a bunch of corporate stuff, but you realize that you want to expand out, and you're going to get into, you know, let's just say like yoga studios, you know, or fitness studios. You want to get into there, and you're designing this particular advertisement to fit that audience. If you send them to your website and it feels corporate, but the brochure felt you know, like workout,
Asian inspired, you know.
Yeah. Then at that point in time, it doesn't match. You've lost some trust.
Yeah.
People are,
what?
Yeah, where am I going?
Yeah.
Confusion. You want to avoid confusion in ads. So at that point in time, you put a phone number or an email address. And another thing about the phone number is if you're going to put your cell phone number or a number that you answer that's not just your business, once you decide to put it in advertising or to put it on Google or anything like that, you need to pick up the phone and start answering that phone as if it is a business.
Right. Agreed.
That's We've talked tip. About this before.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
But you just have to do that. I'm sorry that when – if you see that it's your mom calling – and it says mom, you can, hey, mom, that's fine. But when it's an area code you don't recognize and you're going to choose to answer the phone, you answer it like your business.
Right. I agree. Or you don't answer it because it might be one of those spam calls. That's what I guess. Okay, so I think that's good. And there are some tools that you can use for more advanced users. If you just want to create landing pages for ads, there's definitely, you can get into that. There are websites that specialize in custom apparel that provide the ability to do special landing pages. If you are a web person, you know what to do. In a lot of WordPress themes, you can actually have a separate page designed for landing pages that you can give a slightly different feel to.
And if you're not a web person, and maybe you would like to be or would like to get into a little bit more, by landing page, we mean where on the web you're going to specifically end up. Where is it going to be? So we've all seen the TV commercials, you know, visit heartmonitor.com/ / September offer. And the reason why is because, for one, they want to track that commercial. And they don't want to send you to the homepage. They want to send you to the specific part of their website where they knew it came from this commercial. Two, the offer that is going to be on that page is going to match the commercial you saw, may even have the commercial on that page so you can see it again.
Yep.
You know, so you see where it's coming together. So if you do have a website and you want to send people there and you're pushing kind of a yoga studio fitness type of a theme in the advertisement that you have, and if you can send them to a specific landing page, now that can match that.
Yeah.
So if you are a generalist, and you go to your website, and your website says corporate wear, sportswear, youth sports, fitness.
Right.
You know, you've got these different categories too. If you're going to do an advertisement to the fitness crowd, you want to send them to that fitness
page,
portion of
your
website.
Right.
Or, as Mark mentioned, there's plenty of software out there that you don't even necessarily need a website for that's designed for landing page creation.
Yeah.
So get on Google, search landing page software.
I mean, there's two big ones.
Yeah.
It's the big ones that we've used are Lead Pages and Unbounce. They're both very good with varying degrees of complexity. I think I prefer Lead Pages a little bit, and I think Mark Vila likes Unbounce a little bit, but they're basically the same kinds of tools.
Yeah, and there's a ton of them out there as well. You just want something that's going to fit the goal. Now,
or you can hire somebody to do all this.
You can hire someone to do it. If you have a Wix website, you're going to be able to create an extra page, and you could just, or a WordPress website, any.
Yeah, if someone has told you your website is terrible, these softwares will not help.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to get somebody else.
Yeah, and then now we're to the point of maybe now that you mentioned professionals.
Yes.
So, more than likely, I would recommend this is a great time to hire somebody to help you do this.
Yes.
If you were going to print, 5,000 flyers or pamphlets or brochures because you've got the opportunity to put them in all the high schools.
Yes.
That's a great time to invest a little bit of money.
I think so. And even though, don't use the brochure template in Word.
Yeah, no.
You know,
don't do these things.
Don't like download a template and try to fill it in and just put pictures that you've taken. I think that that's it's going to reduce the return on your investment.
Yes, the trust that the quality of your brochure is going to have a, some sort of a connection and assumption on the quality of your T-shirt or your embroidery or whatever you're selling.
Right.
And if your brochure feels like it was just thrown together, people
even,
are going, yeah.
Even if you've spent hours on it.
Even if you've spent, yeah, a whole weekend messing
yeah.
with it, then people are going to assume that their shirts are going to come out that way too.
That's a great point.
And they're not going to call you.
Right.
So there are thousands of places online that you can get where even they will templatize. Is that a word?
I think it's templatification.
A template, yeah. But you can even find a place where it's like they have basic templates to choose from. You email them some pictures. You tell them what you want it to say, and they will fit it into a template to make it perfect.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not 100% custom built for you. But they're using, but they have some artists to put it together.
Yeah.
So you know, yours might be a template that's been sold to 100 other people, but it looks really, really clean. And
yeah.
This is a time to do it. So you can get something like this done, whether it's for print or a Facebook ad or whatever it is, email advertising, no matter what it is, you can find and get this done for under $100 for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's worth the investment. You took all of this time to make all these notes. You picked an audience. You wrote down a bunch of notes on them. You picked a goal. You decided you wanted to, you feel that you could reach this audience on Facebook. You decided that the offer was going to be, you know, get free shipping on this shirt. You spent all this stuff. You spent all this time. You designed the shirt. It looks awesome. Don't just take a picture of the shirt.
Right.
And type something over it.
Because now you're kind of in the image and copy stage of your ad, right?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about now?
Yeah.
Is now you're actually, believe it or not, you haven't designed your ad yet.
Yeah.
We've been talking for half an hour and we're not there.
Yeah.
Right? So now it's time. And now's the time to consider, you know, getting a professional involved, at least for the imagery.
Yeah. For sure. And you can take a picture with your phone.
Yeah.
You know? And
we do all the time.
Yeah. We do all the time. And you can use that, but you want this to be visually appealing for your audience. And then, you know, think about all the emotions that are going to come behind it, too.
Right.
You know, should it feel exciting? Should it feel funny? Should it feel informative, professional? You know, think of the emotions and the feelings that you want people to have when they pick this up or they find it online that's going to get them to go to your call to action, to take that action.
Yeah.
So why are they going to do it?
So, for example,
sure.
You know, if you're, let's say if your audience is mothers of young ladies who are just under 15 in the Latin community, and they're going to get their quinceañera,
mm-hmm.
right?
Pre-quinceañera.
Right, moms.
Okay.
Right?
Like
so the look, imagine the look and the feel and the excitement and the sentimentality and the kind of the ceremonial nature of that event.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way your ad is going to feel. Versus, you know, I want to get into corporate work, I want to do promotional, you know, binders for attorneys all over America, or I want to do Christian planners, or I want to do, you know, something else, and the feel and the sentiment behind it are going to be completely different. And that has to do with who your customer is and what you want them to do.
Yeah, and how you can have the same offer, and now you need to start writing what words you're going to be using to
right.
get them to complete this offer. So if you are trying to sell, say, you know, corporate wear to, you know, salespeople, you know, it's kind of your thing. So you're advertising to, say, mortgage brokers and insurance guys in the area, and you want them to order polos and,
right.
and dress shirts with their logos on them.
This is not going to be an exciting ad.
It's not going to be an exciting ad. However, you know, look professional, make more sales. Yes. You know, get 10% off your first order.
I already like that ad.
You know, and that's great for them. Now, if you're doing, if you do funny, edgy t-shirts, it might be, you suck if you don't click this ad. But get 10% off, you know, click here.
Yeah.
You know, so because, why is it? Because you're making edgy, funny t-shirts. The person that you want to buy that shirt would laugh at that joke.
Yes.
And that, and they're the type of person who's going to say, well, I don't want to suck.
Right.
Laughing out loud.
Yeah.
And they click on it, and you got them to do it. The same thing where the insurance guy and the mortgage brokers that you're trying to sell shirts, look professional, make more sales.
Yeah.
You know, look your best. That's what they want to do.
Yeah.
So it's going to make them feel good. That's going to make them want to take more. You know what? They look down, they see the wrinkled, untucked shirt, and they click it.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, be the number one fan mom, you know, on the field on game day. Get your shirt before Sunday. You know, click here.
Have you ever thought about doing this for a living? Those are all really good. Those are all really good. I hope you guys are taking notes. So this is called the copy, right? So So I think now's a good time for you to go into, because I know you had some structure.
Sure.
To an ad.
Oh, yeah. So let me pull out my notes here.
Because, you know, so far we haven't talked about exactly what you're going to write in the ad. And you've got to do certain things, right? You've got to get their attention. You've got to tell them what to do. You've got to give a call to action or a CTA.
Yeah, so there's a certain anatomy that has to happen in whatever this ad is. And it's pretty much the same if it's a, you know, if it's a flyer that's being passed out, if it's a Facebook ad, whatever it is, they're all going to have very similar anatomy, okay? You're going to have a headline, okay? This should be something that's really going to capture their attention.
Right.
You know?
Like you suck if you don't buy it.
Yeah, that could be it right there, you know? And, you know, look professional, sell more.
Yeah. That's a great headline.
So you want something big that just like, boom, it pops out. People see it. That's an important part of this. Next is you want to have your offer, okay, that we mentioned. So that might be something in addition to the headline. You know, so you've got look professional, look your best, sell more. And then the offer might be, and you might have copy within
that. The copy might be, you can look like a pro for less than you think.
Yeah, less than you think. Save 10%, call us and mention, you know, look professional 10.
Yes.
You know, and or use coupon code look professional 10 to gather this. So in your copy there, you basically want to reiterate or explain what that headline means.
Right.
Okay, so the headline got their attention, you know, sell more. Wait, okay.
Yeah, I want
to
do that.
I want to do this, you know, Don't show up to meetings with old stained shirts without your logo. Be professional. Be the broker who shows up, you know, looking their best every single time with a brand new set of shirts that's cheaper than if you went to Macy's.
Be the one they remember.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and all that stuff. So you can, you know, say these things and think of the things that you say to customers that are true, you know, that like maybe that one I mentioned, like, look, get custom embroidered polos for cheaper than you would buy them at the mall. You know, and why? Well, it's like, if you were to go to the mall and you would go to, you know, Eddie Bauer, and you would go to the store and you would decide to buy Eddie Bauer polos, they're going to be approximately $60 to $70 a piece.
Right.
Now, I can get you an Eddie Bauer polo, which you can, you know, like from San Mar.
With your name and logo
on it. And I could do the shirt, the name, the logo, everything for $55.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is order 5 of them a week's worth.
Yeah.
You know? So at that point in time, so, you know, you can use this stuff in your copy. Get creative in your copy. You need a headline. You need a copy that includes whatever your offer is, or explaining the headline or explaining why they want to do something, because what you're going to tell them next is the call to action.
Yeah, you're going to tell them specifically what to do.
So you look good, this is what you're going to get. It. This is what you're going to get from me if you look good.
Yep.
Call me now to get this. Click here to start your order. Email me to set up your free consultation.
Call me to start making more money next week.
Yeah, exactly. And then the last bit is you have to have the contact information.
Yeah.
Or if it's an online ad, it's a little bit different because you can click here and they're getting to the contact information. So it's a little bit different there. However, wherever it is, they need to be able to figure out how to reach you. Okay. So if it's clicking here, that's the contact information.
Yeah.
Click here, it's going to take you where to go. Your phone number, your email address, your website, your landing page. Sometimes all of the above.
Yeah.
Sometimes not. It's a good idea. We talk about letting your customers talk to you in the best way for them. Right?
Yeah.
So maybe if you could say email or call me today.
Right. Whatever's easiest for you.
Yeah.
And by the way, just as an aside, if you are going to have someone call you, this happened to me literally yesterday morning.
Uh-huh.
Somebody put a flyer on my car. And I wanted to talk to them about it. And I called them on my way into work this morning thinking I could just leave them a message, but they didn't have voicemail set up.
Mm-hmm.
So the phone just rang. I'm never going to call those people again.
No.
You know why? Because the ad did not match my landing.
Yep.
Right? They had a great ad. They had a great little brochure, contact information off it, on it. Didn't go anywhere.
So you know, we've got plenty of things to think about here in this, but the for me, the main take-homes of this for me is that you've got to systematically go through steps to when you're doing an ad.
Yes.
Don't just throw something together. You want to make sure that no matter what it does, it's getting people's attention, it's making them trust that you're a good person to do business with or a good place to do business, and it gives them a clear thing to do next and how to do it.
Right.
You know, you could get as creative as you want. There's all types of creative. You know, some will say, you know, Google best, best plumber in Tampa. You know, sometimes that is the call to action, is to do something odd and different. You know, but you want it to be something very specific to do, and then you also typically want to invoke them to do it sooner than later.
Right.
So do it before, in that sales one with the brokers,
it's the reason.
Call me this week. Don't postpone this.
Right.
You know, or for the moms, look great for this Sunday's soccer game.
Yeah.
You know, call by Wednesday to get a shirt by Saturday.
And then whatever image that you pick, whatever, image options that you've got, for the ad, if it's a picture ad, or if it's, if there are photographs in the brochure, just make sure that that image or the video or whatever it is supports everything else that you've done. Because remember, it's a building process. It all has to feel and look the same and support that end goal where you want this kind of person to take this action that has this result for your business.
And it's going to work, but it might not work this time, okay? And that's okay. This is what you're doing here is marketing. You're creating an ad. You could have a really good idea, and maybe the timing's just bad.
Yeah. You're marketing never fails. You're just learning what doesn't work.
Yeah, and sometimes timing is bad. I mean, there's so many reasons why it could fail that are your fault and that aren't. But follow this method, try it again, try different methods, and if you're tracking it, if you know a way to track it, meaning you've given them a specific phone number to call, a specific landing page, a specific email, a specific word to say, a specific coupon code, then you can track if it works.
And I have one piece of really bad news.
Okay.
If this has been overwhelming and you think there's a lot to do before you do an ad, the bad news is that you can't just do one version of this.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need to try two different headlines or four different headlines. You're going to want to experiment with different calls to action to see which one works. Does free shipping work better? Does 10% off work better? Does come to my store work better? Does a phone call work better? Does an email work better? So at some unspecified point in the future, we are going to have to talk about A/B testing.
Yeah, and we'll do it. And I think that's great. And with this, if you're producing a batch of something, whether it's advertisements, online, print, you can split them in half, too. You can have two different offers.
Absolutely.
And you can have two different offers at two different locations. You know, this sports center is going to have the 10% off, and this sports center is going to get buy two, get one free, whatever it's going to be.
Yep.
And see. You know, and then if some, you know, and then see which one gets more calls, if it makes any difference at all.
Right. It might not.
So, well, I've got to go.
Okay. I know you do. I know you do. You're late. but hey, listen, I think this has been a really useful set of information for the people out in CAS.
Yeah. And go and do it. I mean, really, do just pick something and do it. Invest a little bit of money. Invest a little bit of time. Don't try to make it all yourself if you're not quite talented there. Get somebody to help you out. It's going to look so much better. You're going to love it. You're really going to be proud of it.
I agree.
And you're going to sell something. You're going to make some money.
All right. This has been Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And Mark Viola from Coleman & Company.
You guys have a good business.